State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here.
It is Reasonably Shady time.
Oh my God.
Reasonably Shady time.
We have a new song, y'all.
Do we have music when we first when it comes on? Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, we're gonna change it to Reasonably Shady time.
No.
Reasonably Shady time.
You know what's funny? Yes, we have music, and it's funny because I got an email. It was like around the time when we were asking for emails, you know, for people who've like listened to every episode, right?
Yeah.
So we had an email that was like, I listen to all the episodes and your music is, I love the music. It's so good.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But maybe you should take a listen to, since you don't know what it sounds like.
Okay. Anyway, Robin Dixon, do you have a, you know what? I think our shady moment is the same. Do we have the same shady moment?
Possibly.
Okay.
Well, What are you going to talk about? The time? And
yes.
All that?
Yeah.
I was going to save that for Patreon.
Well, we can talk about it further on Patreon.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But it affected both of us, and it was extremely shady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you want to start?
I mean, if that's what you want, my shady moment to be.
Did you have another one?
I did.
Okay. Do your other one.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't want to be the boss of you.
No.
Not bossing you around.
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah, I was just gonna save that for our Patreon people.
Okay, we'll save it for the Patreon.
Yes,
that's
but
fine.
if you don't,
no,
have
we'll save
else.
It. We'll save it.
Okay, so no, mine, and I already shared this with you. So we filmed our reunion, as you all know. I'm not spoiling anything because Andy, you know, he posts when he's at the reunion
did.
And all that stuff, and they post the seating chart and all that type of stuff, whatever. anytime I go up to New York for like a reunion or Watch What Happens Live, I have a jeweler come, jeweler bring me jewelry. And
you want to say her name?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I should. Nicole Rose Jewelry. Yep. She's awesome. She mm-hmm. she puts jewelry on a lot of the Bravo stars when they come to Watch What Happens Live or New York or do reunions. And she does, like, she has a PR company that will send jewelry out to celebrities when they're on the red carpet for Oscars, Golden Globes, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, she loans her jewelry out just for the occasion and she gets it back right away.
Yes, immediately.
Yes.
Speaking of, when I did Drew Barrymore with Kyle, she had on some of her stuff.
Yeah, she does Kyle a lot. Yeah, Kyle
beautiful
wears,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Kyle wears the stuff. So anyway, the reunion was coming. And because it's like such a tight lockdown situation at the reunion, she couldn't be on site to like drop the jewelry off, put it on me, all that type of stuff. Because usually at Watch What Happens Live, she's there. She waits for us to finish. She gathers it back up and she leaves. So reunion day, she gave me the jewelry the night before because we had a really early call time. So she gave me the jewelry the night before. I didn't look in the bag. I just took the bag of jewelry, put it in my suitcase or my bag that I was taking to the studio for the reunion, took it with me. Went to the studio to get dressed. We're getting dressed for the reunion, and all of a sudden, I'm starting to be rushed, and I don't have my yes. jewelry on yet.
Yes, but because we're always rushed.
Yeah, we're always, it's always, hurry up, hurry up, let's go. How much more time? Okay, like 5 minutes, okay. And then, yes. And that's another shady part. I mean, I'm going to say, I was rushed, and then when I walk out, it was two people out there.
I was there.
You and one other person, and I was like.
And Mr. Cohen.
You and one other housewife.
Okay, right.
And I'm like, y'all rushed me like this. You know,
but they came right after you. Everybody else came right after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I'm like, they were rushing me and it made me feel like I was the last one.
Right.
So anyway.
Okay, but can I just interject really quickly?
Yeah.
Every reunion, it's always me and Andy out there first. We have a nice little chit-chat. We kiki. Yeah, me and Andy. It never fails.
Right.
But, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, so I'm feeling rushed. So then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm still getting like touched up on my makeup and I don't have my jewelry on. So I asked my hairstylist, I said, I'm getting my makeup done in a different room that I got my hair done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, which was a whole nother thing.
Yeah, that's a whole nother shady moment. Okay, I can go into that.
We're gonna touch on that really quickly. Okay, so Robin asked this very well known makeup artist to do her makeup.
Yeah, I asked her like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Who we love.
Yeah,
and then, but she has done Ashley's makeup in the past.
Yeah,
and so Ashley was in New York. I was actually with her, and yeah. Ashley was like, yeah. We can say her name. Priscilla's doing my makeup.
Yeah.
And I was like, noted. But I knew Priscilla was doing your makeup for the reunion. So I was like, okay, that's a little intense. But because you need your individual makeup person for the day.
Right.
Like, because they're constantly touching you up. They're constantly making sure you're okay. Anytime we take a break, they're redoing your makeup.
Well, that part is not the problem. It's just getting dressed. You know, and like we have a certain allotted time to put our makeup on, to get our makeup on, get our hair done. And sometimes, like for me, I can't really get my hair and makeup done at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, depending on what is being done to my hair. Because
right.
if my hairstylist is
moving.
Pulling on my face,
yeah.
and then the makeup artist is in my face, it's like too much.
It's too much.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I really yeah. can't be tag teamed. Like, I need like...
you need individual.
yeah.
So I knew that Priscilla was doing both. But I thought everyone knew Priscilla was doing both.
Yeah.
And I actually forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then Robin was like, I didn't know she was also doing Ashley.
I did not act like that.
Okay. It was something similar. She had calmed down, but Robin was like, I asked her first. Yeah. And I don't know why Ashley got all up into my makeup artist.
I did not act like that.
And then I'm looking at Priscilla. Priscilla came. Robin and I shared a dressing room. So Priscilla comes in the room. And she looks sad and sheepish. Because Priscilla is a personality.
Yes.
So her personality was off.
Okay.
Because I think she was scared of Robin. Because Robin had cussed her out the night before.
She's...
Okay, I'm embellishing.
She make that up, okay? So I didn't find out till the day before when Priscilla sent a text to me and Ashley like, hey, you ladies are going to be beautiful. I'm excited to see you tomorrow. And
right.
I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
Hold up.
I'm like, what?
What? Is this text chain
yeah.
a problem? This
right.
is a problem.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I would have preferred to have been given the option to say, I don't really feel comfortable with that because I know how tight on time we get.
Yes.
And, you know, hey, here I was being rushed. And although, like I said, I was like the second one out or third person out there. So it wasn't even like I was holding people up. Anyway, so
back to the story
about the jewelry.
Yes.
So I'm being rushed because I'm getting my makeup done and I don't have my jewelry on. So I asked Shirley, I say, Shirley, can you unbag all the jewelry so we can put the jewelry on while my makeup is getting done? And so she's like, yeah, sure. So she's unbagging all the jewelry. I mean, so it's like bracelets, rings, a necklace. So she bags it all and she brings it all in her hand. And so as I'm sitting in the makeup chair getting my makeup done, we're like trying to put all the jewelry on, whatever. We get it all on, like all these, everyone has little long nails and stuff. So the clasp is just like, you know, it's like you're you're trying to rush. You got these nails, you're trying to multitask, whatever. It's just a lot, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So boom, we get it on. It's beautiful. I've got all my diamonds on. I film for the day. Show is over. I'm getting undressed and I have to return Nicole's jewelry to her apartment. So I'm bagging everything up. And I'm reading the list of stuff and I'm like, oh shit, I'm missing a tennis bracelet. So there was supposed to be 4 tennis bracelets. I had on 3 tennis bracelets all day because I looked at my pictures and everything that I took. I had on 3 tennis bracelets and the sheet said 4 tennis bracelets and they're like $10,000 each.
Yes.
So I'm reading the list and I'm like, well, you know, it's so many lessons learned.
Yes.
Okay. Because number one, like I said, I didn't check the bag. Like when she gave it to me,
you should have checked.
I didn't check the bag.
Right.
To be like, you know, so I didn't have that reference to be like,
did she give it to me?
Right.
Yeah.
Did she give it to me or not? Did they maybe confuse a tennis necklace for a bracelet or whatever? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I don't, you know.
You out. You asked out of 10,000.
I called Shirley. Shirley was, you know, on her way home. I was like, do you remember how many bracelets there were? She's like, I don't know. Maybe 4. And I was like, well, I'm missing one. And she's like, oh, well, maybe it was 3.
Sure. Now, mind you, Shirley is her own character. Shirley is so freaking
funny.
That's
my hairstylist. Yes. That's been doing my hair for over 20 years.
She's hilarious.
Like, she's like, oh, I don't know. You know, yeah, maybe 3. I'm not sure. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh my gosh. So she couldn't give me a definitive answer.
Yeah.
Which, hindsight, I think she was just kind of like, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Was she going to pay half of the $10,000? Since she lost it too? Five and five. That's not bad.
Right. Like, hell no. So anyway, I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I just leave. I pack stuff up. I leave. I asked people like, has anyone found a bracelet around here? And no one found anything, whatever. So I'm calling Nicole. I'm like, I'm on your way to your apartment, but I'm missing a bracelet.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you know, do you think maybe this list is written wrong? She's like, no, I packed it. I know it was in there. And I was like, well, do you have insurance? And she's like, well,
she's like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
10,000.
Yeah.
Cash app.
She's like, no, you know, I don't have, not for, like, the insurance doesn't cover that purpose.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, we're like, literally, we're just don't know what to say. And then I get a phone call.
Yeah.
And it's Priscilla.
The makeup artist.
Yeah. And she's freaking out.
That you were mad at all day. You're mad at Priscilla all day.
I was not, by the way. By the way, my makeup looked beautiful.
Yes, okay. It did. And Ashley.
Yes,
She handled it.
Yes, yeah. We both looked beautiful. And we were out there on time. So she's like, oh my God, Robin. She's really frantic. Oh my God, Robin. I tried calling Ashley. I don't know whose this is, but I found a bracelet. I don't know what to do. And I was like, oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I'm like, that's mine. That's Nicole's. Oh my gosh. She's like, oh my God, I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to just give it to a random person.
No, don't give it to a random person.
Oh my gosh. I was like, and it was where she said she found it. I was like, I know what happened. It slipped out of Shirley's hand.
Okay, that's why Shirley didn't want to confirm or deny. Shirley was like, I'm not getting
involved.
She's
like, I don't know, 4, maybe 3, I don't know, 2, maybe just 1, I don't know.
That's funny.
But where she found it, like, you know how those rooms were adjoined?
Yeah.
She found it, like, in between the two rooms.
That's hilarious.
So the only way that it got there is if it slipped out of Shirley's hands and it fell before she got to the room where I was.
Thank God for Priscilla.
Oh!
the makeup artist.
Oh my God.
Who was in the doghouse. Yes. She is no longer in the doghouse.
So like I went to Watch What Happens Live. I went back up to New York the week later and the other day. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to ask Nicole.
No.
I'm not going to call Nicole
needs a break from you for like a year. Nicole would be like, hell no, I'm not giving you my jewelry.
Yes. But it was a lesson learned for me. I was like, okay, anytime, next time I have to check the bag.
Yeah.
I have to, like, I can't be dealing with, like, it was like $60,000 worth of jewelry in total.
Yeah.
I can't be just transporting it like that, you know, real
haphazard.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, no, next time it's going to be a very serious matter.
So. okay. Well, my shady moment is not that intense.
Yes.
I'm just feeling, okay, so this is March. By the way, we're still in Women's History Month.
Yes.
Women are the best things walking.
Absolutely. And I love, I see like so much content promoting and supporting women and talking about women. And I love it.
And we should actually get like, 7 months. If there's 12 months, we should get like 7 months, but we'll take our 1 month. Yeah, we'll take it. Anyway,
because we rule the world the rest of the month.
And speaking of our episode last week, so my mother listens to it. This is not my shady moment. It should be, but my mother listened to it.
Okay.
And she was like, you know, it was just so nice to hear you and Robin talking, and there was no explicitives, there was no raunchy language. I mean, it was just, I mean, the entire episode was ludicrousness. I mean, she had all kinds of words. Like, it was just nice and clean. And it was just so refreshing.
Thanks, Mom.
It was so refreshing. I was like, Ma, that's it. Because it was women.
Right.
We was paying tribute to women. But next week, we're going to get to cussing again, okay?
Exactly.
So she's like, y'all didn't talk about any nasty sexual things. Yeah, so you're welcome, Mom, but it's over.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's over. Okay. Anyway, yes. So it's March in the DC area, which means it's like cherry blossom season.
Yes. They're blooming.
Okay, so this is my shady moment. Okay. Like, I'm sick of it. So right now we're in the first stage. We're in stage one, okay? Because and then I think stage four is peak bloom.
Okay.
So every day it's like we're in stage one on the news.
Like the weatherman.
The weatherman. Oh, yes, okay. It's cherry blossom season, and we're in stage one. Stage two might happen next week. Yes, and we're going to be looking at the blooms and how the like flower, not the flower, but the leaves are changing, and it's a whole thing.
Yes.
I'm sick of it.
You're sick of it?
I don't want to hear about the cherry blossom blooming anymore.
It doesn't. See, for me, it makes me excited because it's the transition of the seasons.
Okay.
You know, we have the weather. I mean, not the weather. The time, would it spring forward?
Yes.
All that whatever stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's a new season.
Yes. It's beautiful. And it gives
really
you something
pretty
to be excited about and look forward to.
Just holler at me when it's peak bloom. I don't need all the transition.
But maybe people like to see that because it's kind of cool to see, like to actually, like, I feel like sometimes you don't like step back and smell the roses.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like one day all of a sudden, the trees, the leaves are all on the trees.
Yeah.
And like everything is just beautiful. And we don't actually take the time
to appreciate
the process.
The process. Okay. All right. Fine.
I mean, I get it. I think they do overdo, like, they hype up the cherry. I mean, it's every year. It's the same thing.
Every year.
But every year, I'm like, I hate the wintertime and I can't stand it. And I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, I think for people who really like the change and the transition of the season and they really struggle in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a beautiful thing.
Okay, fine.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So do you have your Trumps?
My who?
Your Trumpies.
With those shoes?
Yeah. Do you have yours?
No.
You don't?
Hell no.
Do you know anybody who's going to get them? Because Fat Joe got them.
Right. Because he's a sneakerhead.
He's a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
But you know, if all the Black people have them, then they'll vote for Trump. That's what Trump thinks.
Right. Because Black people love sneakers.
Yes. And just because he's selling Trumpies, these gold sneakers, we're going to vote for him.
Yes. Right.
No.
Yeah.
It's a hell no, Mr. Trump.
But he also said the Black people can relate.
You mean the Blacks?
Yes.
He calls us the Blacks.
Yes, the Blacks. The Blacks can relate to him because of all of his charges. Did you hear that? You didn't hear that?
I heard when he said that the lights weren't on at his, he was like at a rally and the lights weren't on. He was like, I can only see the Blacks. I was like, oh my God.
Wait, this was recent?
These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the Black ones. I can't see any white ones, you see? That's how far I've come. That's how far I've come. That's a long way, isn't it? We've all seen the mugshot. And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts and they sell them for $19 a piece. It's pretty amazing.
This was like a week or so ago. I was like, somebody
doesn't stop.
Where are we?
It doesn't stop. How is it that this man is running for president?
Doesn't stop.
This man.
Right. With a lot of support.
With a lot of support. That he refers to us as the blacks.
The blacks.
That's like sickening to me.
Yeah.
Not only like,
only that, he can get away with it.
So the other day he was
if I referred to black
don't.
People as the blacks, I would be
you'd be out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was at a rally the other day.
Yeah.
He was referring to Argentina as a person.
What?
He was like, and I was talking to the something in I was in Argentina, and yeah, they said something to me. It was like Venezuela and Argentina, he was referring to them as a person.
As a person.
Not a place.
Wow.
And then he was mumbling like, rah, 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 rah. He was like, rah, rah. Venezuela. Rah, 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 rah. It was crazy. Okay.
It is quite comical.
It's not comedy. It's not comedy if he's in that White House. Okay.
No,
it's not going to be funny.
It is comical though. It's like comical. It's so comical. It's so like jaw dropping. And it's just like, wow. Like this is just, I don't get it. I don't get it, but hey.
No one gets it.
Yeah.
No one. Okay. I want you to know something. So I want the people to know I'm going to be reporting back.
Okay.
I have Sacred in my house.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Beyonce's hair care line.
Yes. I have the shampoo, the conditioner, and like the moisturizer. I have all the stuff. I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to use it. I'm going to report back to the people.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In the meantime, Dolly Parton, you know her?
Yes, of course.
Miss Country?
Yes.
She gave Beyonce her stamp of approval.
Okay.
In coming into the country world.
Okay.
She was like, Beyonce's amazing. Her songs are amazing. And I'm here for it.
Okay.
So if Dolly Parton can give her the stamp, why can't you do the hold down, Robin?
I mean, Dolly Parton is country music.
Yes.
So there's from a perspective, if you are a country music fan, connoisseur, expert, whatever in the industry, and you accept Beyonce and her music, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Okay. If you've never in your life liked country music,
this is your opportunity
and then all
to like
of a
it.
Sudden you like country music.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I mean, come on.
I want you to get ready for the hold down because we're doing some hold downs. Okay. And I want everybody to know Robin's birthday is coming up. So it's going to be
hoeing down.
Yeah. No. You go hoe down.
Not
okay?
Hoeing. I'm not hoeing down up.
You will be hoeing. Okay.
I'm not hoeing down or up.
Get ready. You got your boots? You got your cowboy boots?
Yeah,
you
got
some cowboy boots. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some in Texas.
I got boots.
Put them on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of.
I am very curious though to see. Okay. My theory is that she's going to do a Las Vegas residency.
Okay.
For her country music.
Oh, that she's only going to sing country?
It'll be, you know how it's like she did the world tour in the stadiums for Renaissance?
Yeah.
She's going to do the residency
for country.
For country. And then, of course, she'll throw in some of her, like, you know,
okay, Crazy in Love.
Beyonce songs.
Okay.
But
I'm here for that.
Yeah, because I think the Vegas residency will be dedicated to the country album.
To country.
Because.
I'm there for that.
Because she can't really tour the world and sell out stadiums for her country music. Like, Garth Brooks can probably sell out stadiums for his country
now
music.
Now you're hating again. Here comes the hate.
I'm not. I'm just being realistic.
We're moving on. We're moving
I'm
on.
I'm not. I don't. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to Beyonce's country music tour.
Okay. So, but you would go to Vegas and see it, right?
No.
Oh, you're not doing that either?
If it's for the country music, no.
Okay. So I'm
if going. If I happen to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
For something else.
Then you'll go.
And I'm like bored. I'm like, what's going on now? Okay. Let me go see this Beyonce concert.
Okay, Beehive, come for Robin. Don't come for me. We're moving on. Speaking of.
By the way, oh wait, can I just tell you something? Tell you guys something. Speaking of people telling people to come for me.
Oh yeah.
I just want to let the record reflect.
Yeah.
That no one related to the to the Heart Association or no one with a heart has come for me.
What are you referring to, Robin?
No Heart Association.
Really?
Supporters, no cardiologists, like no one related to the heart. Or no one with a heart. Well, people with a heart come with me.
Yeah.
But come for me.
Yes. None of them came for you?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
I'm so happy you brought that up because I asked for maids to DM me if they've ever answered the phone. And I got a couple. And one was like, I'm a maid and I answer the phone. Sometimes I work at the front desk. Well, then.
Okay. That's not.
You don't count.
Right.
I got another one that was very similar. So yes, maids do not answer the phone.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
We can move on.
Yes. So if you are, for people who don't watch the show, I'm referring to something happened on the show where Karen Huger told me that all the Heart Association people are going to come for you, Robin.
They didn't come for you?
No.
They're still coming.
Not a one. No.
Yeah, they still might be coming. They're organizing right now. They're organizing to come for you. Yeah. I can't wait till they come for you. Now, speaking of singing, have you heard Mariah Carey's daughter sing?
I think I have.
Freaking amazing.
I think I saw a clip and I was like...
She was singing with Boyz II Men.
Yeah. Okay. No, maybe I didn't see it. I think I saw her singing.
She was sounding better than her mama.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Way.
Really?
Way. And she could be, I don't know, maybe 15? Maybe. I don't know how old she is.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like when she's 25. It's on Hot and Popping.
Very interesting.
Yes. Because I see the little, what's T.I. Tiny's?
Oh, yeah. She can sing.
She can sing too.
Heiress.
But she's been trained since she was 2 months old.
Yeah.
But like, I think, not to say that if you're trained, it's not the same. But, right.
But anyway, you don't think Mariah Carey's daughter has been trained?
No. I think she just picked up a microphone and blew. That's just my opinion.
Right. Because we've never seen her up until now
in
her as a teenager singing. Like we see T.I.'s daughter.
Yeah, who is super cute.
Singing.
Yeah.
Right. And she's probably, what is she now? 5?
Or 6 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting. I like it.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
So is she like, is she putting music out? Is she?
I mean,
don't know. Okay.
She don't have to.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see. And, you know, she's got to run it by her father. And he's so busy.
And all of her half siblings.
He's very busy. Okay. So have you seen Wendy Williams' documentary?
I didn't watch it yet. You watched it?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
I've just seen some of the clips, and I'm scared to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is really bad. I feel so bad for the whole situation.
I know.
Right now, she's weak and vulnerable, and she needs to be around people who aren't going to take advantage of that.
I have no friends. Well, you know how many people come out to support you? You know how many people love you?
No, I don't. I think that the guardianship system is broken. We are her family, and you tell me that I'm not capable of taking care of my sister. What would you do? What should I do?
I know. It's really sad. And it's just, it's so, it's amazing to see how the brain works and how quickly it can deteriorate. You know, if she's having problems with dementia and what do they call it? Aphasia and all of that.
Yeah.
Cognitive issues.
Yes.
For her to go from being a television host, a radio personality, where she has to communicate very well, very effectively. She's
absolutely
very witty, very quick, very funny, very shady, very, you know, her communication skills were everything.
Yes.
For her to go from that to where she is now dealing with cognitive issues, it's like, wow.
I know. It's really sad.
It's scary.
It's beyond scary. And didn't they say she doesn't have any more money or something?
I think she doesn't have access to her money.
Oh, okay. Because she has... What did Britney Spears have? A conservatorship?
Uh-huh.
She has a conservatorship.
Something like that,
So they have access to the money, and hopefully they're going to give it to Wendy so that she can get some... Nobody's giving it to Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So from what I could see, it's like her family is in the dark. Like, there's people who are in charge of Wendy's life, and they're like, don't even know who these people are. I saw her niece on The View, and she was saying... You know, Wendy has been, say, in like a hospital, right?
Yeah.
And she'll get a call from Wendy and miss the call.
Yeah.
And if she calls the number back, and asks for, may I speak to Wendy Williams? They're like, there's no one here by that name. So she doesn't even know like the name that they're using at the hospital for in order for the family to communicate with her.
This is craziness.
Right. So they can't reach her. Her family can only communicate with her if she reaches out to them.
Oh, this is really sad. Yeah. I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so Carly's saying that the person that was over her conservatorship was appointed by the court and the family's out of it, right?
Wow.
Oh, this is a mess.
No one knows who this person is. Wow.
This is a mess.
This is really sad.
Yeah. We're going to pray for her.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's amazing to see how quickly you can deteriorate.
Yeah.
I mean,
whew. Okay, so Bradley Cooper. Do we know who Bradley Cooper is?
Yeah.
We love Bradley Cooper.
I mean, sure.
I mean, he's a nice looking guy.
Yeah, handsome actor.
Very handsome. Mm-hmm. So he admits for the first 8 months, he didn't know if he loved his daughter.
Okay.
So I thought that this was important because I feel like this happens more than we think. Not 8 months. It could be, especially for the guy, right?
Yeah.
The guy is not carrying the baby.
Right.
He's not necessarily connected, not breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. He may or may not come when the baby's being born. Mm-hmm. So like he could be totally disconnected and doesn't know whether or not he loves this little new being in his life.
That makes sense. And it's like they're not making that same connection and all you have is a crying baby.
Yes.
And on top of that, you have this crying baby that's taking the attention away from the guy. From the guy is used to the wife or the
girlfriend
or
whatever,
the girlfriend, whatever, putting him first.
Yeah.
So now you're like feeling lonely, neglected. You got this crying baby.
Yeah.
And you know, you might be scared to touch it because it's so delicate and and it's just, you know, there's nothing fun about a cute little, I mean, not cute. They're not cute. Infants.
They are cute.
Are not cute.
That's not true.
They're not.
That is so not true. My babies, when they were infants, were cute. I don't know about your children. We just going to speak for you, okay? But for my side over here, mine were very cute.
All that crying, sleeping all day and crying.
Yeah.
And feeding on the boob, that's not cute.
Okay. It's I didn't say cute. What they it's were doing fun. Was
I didn't,
cute.
I didn't enjoy my babies until they were like 9 months.
So you didn't love yours either.
I mean, I love them because I had to. I was like supposed to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just started loving Grace yesterday. Yeah. I mean, so I can't even be mad at Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
We're not even mad.
I mean, I get it. It's hard. It's such like
It's hard.
I think because when people think about being a parent, they just think about like, oh, this experience and you love them so much.
Yeah.
And they're so this and that. And then you get it and you're like, oh my God, just shut up.
I think people aren't honest about parenthood. Like being a parent is tough.
Yeah.
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 And if you're like, and it's, I don't know if Bradley Cooper's married to any of these women that he has children with or whatever.
I didn't even realize he had a child.
But if he, let's say he's not even in the house on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yo, you definitely out the loop.
Oh, yeah.
You out of here.
Right. Oh, right. And especially, right, if you're not there every day and then the mom's, and he's like, oh, let me hold the baby. And the baby's like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, you don't like that
child.
Yeah,
no. He's like, I'm cool on you.
Listen.
But it really is not until they're like, for me, it was nine months was the mark where I was like, okay, you cool. I like you. We can, you know, when they start like laughing and
yes.
Get a little fat on them. And
okay.
That's
so
what I'm like.
Do you love Corey and Carter today?
Of course.
Oh, just checking.
I love them so much.
Just checking. Yes. Okay, so speaking of not loving, the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, have you heard about the pickle he's in?
No.
He was ordered to take a DNA test.
Uh-huh. Oh, I did hear this.
For a 27-year-old woman who claims that he's her father.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That is like beyond, you know how like they say, like you see in the movies and it's like a little 5-year-old kid knocking on the door like, you my daddy.
You're my daddy.
This is a grown ass woman.
But I believe that actually.
Oh, I believe she's, that he's her father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that. And she's probably like, what was her lifestyle? She probably lived middle class or lower lifestyle.
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Struggled or whatever. And then you find out that this man could be your father and you're like, wait a minute.
What the what?
I struggled. I had to pay for college or whatever. I don't know. Whatever her lifestyle was.
Yes.
And here you are, a billionaire, I assume, if you're owning a football team.
Yeah.
And
you, well, you're Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
That's we know you got money falling out your pocket.
You owe some money.
Yeah. Well, so would you be asking as a 27-year-old for child support?
back pay. What? Back child support. Yes. I mean, I guess I don't know what the relationship with the mother is, you know, between the child and the mother or whatever. But yeah, no, I'm asking for something. For sure.
Just cut me a check.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lump sum.
I want to find out if you're my father, not because I want to develop a relationship with you, not because I'm like, oh, you're the father I never had, right? No, it's because you're uber rich and I want your money.
Right. I want your money for me and for my kids.
Yes.
And for my kids' kids.
Yes.
Because like, Jerry Jones, what are you going to do with all this money?
Right.
You got plenty of us. And he's like, how old is he? He's like 102. He's about to kick the bucket in any minute.
So right, he's really old. I mean, he was really old when he conceived this child.
Yeah, but he was getting it in.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at him.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags to riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
First of all, Navy? Is it Blue Navy? What's Rihanna's people?
Oh, the Navy.
The Navy. If I'm the Navy, I'm mad. Because Rihanna hasn't gotten on a stage since the Super Bowl.
Somebody gave her a big old bag.
And before the Super Bowl, it was like 1902 the last time she was on stage. Okay, so if I'm the Navy, I'm mad. Because she went over, was it Saudi Arabia? Where'd
India.
She go? She went over to India and said, let me pick up my
check.
She said,
let me work.
And she, no shoes. She had no shoes on, y'all. And she got up on that stage and she said, she sang all of her songs. No, I think she sang three. It was a time frame.
Okay.
Listen. I think I would be angry.
Yeah. Yeah. She received a humongous bag.
Somebody said it was 6 million. Somebody said it was 9 million. I think it's probably more than that. Let's just round it up to a cool 10.
To 10. 10 million.
Yes. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
I would probably say that probably was it. And how do you turn that down?
You don't.
How do you turn it down? As much as you want to be retired and sell makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone says, listen, I'm going to write you a $10 million check.
Yeah.
Would you take it or leave it?
I'd be on the private plane that they sent me, and I would be over there with my no shoes on.
Does her Navy even exist anymore? I mean,
the Navy disbanded?
Why would they exist? What is there to, like, you know, support?
Yeah, that is true. They just went and bought their Fenty and called it a day.
Yeah.
I don't know. And she seemed like she did a really good job, all the clips that I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the rest of this wedding?
No.
They, like, flew everybody in. Everybody was picked up in, like, a Rolls Royce or something crazy. They spent, like, $100 million on the reception and put everybody up and flew everybody all around. Like, it was a mess. I mean, not a mess. It was amazing.
Yeah. And they're going to be divorced in, like,
No. In that country, they stay together forever.
14 months.
He might have, like, three other wives.
And a boyfriend.
Jesus Christ. We're moving on. Okay. I don't want the Indian people coming for me. Okay. Lastly, Robin Dixon, I wanted to ask you about Peter Thomas. Peter Thomas cannot stay off the Instagram and the TMZ, okay? And Peter, you know, we love Peter Thomas. I want to say again, I've never dated Peter Thomas. But Peter, you owe like $9 million.
Right. I think that judgment was harsh. So from what I read, it was... He entered into a lease to open a new restaurant or lounge or something in Miami.
Yes.
And he
went in there.
Submitted plans to do it.
Right.
I think $9 million is harsh.
He says they will never see a dime.
Right.
I could see Peter saying that.
Yeah.
They ain't going to get a dime.
I could see that too.
Yes. But
they're going to try to garnish everything that he has.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to go back in there and appeal.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Right.
Because they will come get your money.
Right. You can't just let it be.
No.
Because just like, you know, apparently Cardi B is she's trying to get any penny she can get from Tasha K.
Speaking of Cardi B, well, let's go back to Miami really quickly. So, you know, Miami broke up with everybody, right?
Yes. They broke up with spring break.
So, you know, I'm on my way to Miami in like 3 days.
Are you really?
Or next week sometime. Yeah, I'm going to Miami.
Okay.
Because my daughter, Grace, is going to Miami. And
for spring break?
For spring break. And so she invited me. So I was like, oh, I'll meet you there.
What?
I think she just wants me to pay for dinners. But that's not the point.
Okay.
So, but I didn't know Miami broke up with me.
Yes.
Miami broke up with everybody.
They did.
They said, we don't want you to come.
Oh, my gosh. So what are y'all going to do? I mean, all right, how many people is Grace going to be in spring break, be down there with?
Okay. So let's just all the way back up. I'm going to give you the whole story.
Okay.
A couple months ago, Grace was like, Ma, she called me FaceTime. She was like, Ma, are you ready? I was like, ready for what? She was like, okay, Jasmine is her little girlfriend. Me and Jasmine want to go through a PowerPoint presentation with you, literally. So I was like, okay. And it was Miami spring break. And it was where they were going to stay, all the activities, all the clubs, all the restaurants, everything.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, why on earth are you showing me this PowerPoint presentation?
Right.
She's like, well, Ma, this is where you come in. And she wanted me to pay for this rat trap that she had found that she was going to sleep in. And I was like, okay, if you're going to go, you're not staying there. So I got her a decent place, not expensive.
Okay.
I thought I was done with this. My hands were washed.
Okay.
So then she was like, well, Mom.
You don't, like, when she said Miami spring break, you're like, yeah, sure. Like, you didn't, you don't know what, how ratchet it's gotten?
I did not. I said, who's going? She's like, I'm going to go with Jazz. And then she said, all of her school is going.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. She's got her male friends there and all that.
Okay.
Okay. So I was like, rock out. So then the next week came and she was like, this was a plan. And they really like swindled me.
Yeah.
So she says, well, Ma, you can come. She was like, I'm going Monday through Sunday. You can come like maybe Wednesday.
Monday through Sunday?
She said, you can come Wednesday. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, I'm being invited to spring break. This is so exciting. Yay. I got all excited because my child wants me to come. So I'm going from Wednesday, Thursday, leaving Friday.
Okay.
I'm staying in a very nice hotel. And I told her she can come over and like swim in my nice pool that's clean.
Right.
Okay. So she was like, oh, yeah, we're coming. We're coming.
Okay.
And then she was like, Ma, where are we going to dinner? So I was like, oh, okay.
It's
beyond trap. So I've made some reservations at some very nice places. We're going to dinner.
Okay.
Then she hit me with, I thought I was done with this. Then she hits me with, Ma, because she's taking a bus there. So she says, Ma, on Sunday, all the buses are sold out. I don't know how I'm getting back to school. This is her calling me right now. So I said, what does that mean? She was like, oh, the buses are sold out. I guess I'll just go back to school on Tuesday. I was like, what? So I'm flying her back to school.
Right.
This is all a trap and a trick.
Oh, the life.
So, yeah. So then Erica hits me 3 days ago. She was like, Giselle, Miami broke up with you.
Yes, they did.
Miami quit you.
And listen, Taylor, if you can play this commercial,
yes,
please find a commercial and play it.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty genius.
And it was beyond genius.
Yes.
And she sent me the commercial twice. Yes. And I was like, Erica, I got it. Okay, fine. Yes. They broke up with me, but I'm going. I paid all this money. I'm going. So anyway.
So clearly, Miami's attempt to keep people away from Miami during spring break did not work.
Well, Grace says they do this every year, that they try to get people not to come every year. But she's like, it's great, Mom. More police will be there to make sure that I'm safe. And I was like, okay, I'm staying in the hotel, and that's a wrap.
Listen, you better than us. Because Juan heard one story about people in the Bahamas getting robbed on the way from the airport to the hotel. And he's like, yeah, no, we're not going.
I mean, so, I think
Miami, like, it's all types of violence down there.
Okay, we're gonna
madness.
We're gonna hope
destruction
for the best.
And just,
I know where they are. They're not far from me. We're gonna hope for the best. Okay, we're gonna move on. Okay, because Grace is going to be fine.
Are they staying like on Ocean Drive? Like
they're staying on Washington, so like over.
Like what block though?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know. But yeah. It's gonna be fine.
Listen, yeah, I mean, you know, yes. I don't. It's so crazy because, like, of course, did you go to Miami for spring break?
I did.
Yeah, and so did I. And so I'm like, I don't want to deprive any of our children of that experience, but it just seems so different now.
I know, and but they're, you know, these kids are jiggy with it. Like they know how to handle themselves and be resourceful.
Yeah.
So
okay,
we're gonna hope for the best.
Tell her to be careful.
Yes.
Have fun and be careful.
Yeah, all the things, and I'll be there.
Yeah, but not until only from Wednesday to Friday.
I know.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday,
and Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. And okay, moving on. Okay, we have a couple of things that we want to like share with the people. Okay, first and foremost. Oh, by the way, I want guys to write in and let us know whether or not you loved your child day one or when they were 15.
Right.
Like, when in there did you start? Did you fall in love with your child?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for the guys, for, you know, I know some men that are very hands-on from day one with the infants. Like, my brother-in-law is amazing. I've watched him take care of both of his kids, you know, change diapers, feed them, blah, 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 all that type of stuff. And then you have other ones that just don't want that responsibility and they're scared of a baby.
Yeah. Well, they just don't want to change the diaper. They think it's disgusting.
It is.
And it is. Yep. Okay. So this guy named Jonathan said that I tried to DM photos of penile enlargement being offered. Felipe. This is where my mother's mad now.
Yes, because remember we talked about this a few weeks ago.
We sure did.
And we wanted to know if anyone has gotten it done.
Yes.
And how it was.
Yeah. And then he said a drop down appeared. Oh, give them a call and ask some questions. So this is a place which is a non-surgical penile enlargement. They use dermal fillers.
Oh.
To fill the penis, they inject it, and it's safe and it's non-invasive and virtually painless, they say. And it's a method for penile enlargement.
This is a commercial.
That's what the ad says. Virtually painless. Virtual now, I'm not painless. A man.
Virtually.
But I could I could see a needle going into a penis.
Yeah.
But that's painful. Okay. The end.
Okay. So dermal filler. It's probably only making it a little thicker.
Thicker, yeah.
And
they say longer.
Maybe a smidge longer.
They say 1 to 3 inches.
But I can't even imagine that like an erection would be really be like an erection.
Yeah, it's an erection, yeah.
But it's like a spongy erection.
Okay, so this is what you're going to take it for the team. Actually, Carly's going to take it for the team. She's going to have sex with somebody who had a penile enlargement. Carly, that is your homework. Enjoy. Okay. And come back. Come back to us. All right.
So go on Tinder.
Okay. Before we end, Shamarion sent us a little note. Hey, Giselle and Robina. It's Mimi. Yeah, it's Mimi. Okay.
Hi, Mimi.
And she's the president of the G-Squad. She is self-proclaimed president of the G-Squad. I like that.
She.
Okay. Meet me, what it do? Okay. So she said, I need y'all to take on this situation. So been dating a guy for, I don't know if she's been, I'm just going to say she's been dating a guy for 3 years. So in love. He's a great man, man of God, all the things. So one day he tells you that his deepest, darkest secrets because he wants to marry you. But his deepest, darkest secret is that he was having sex with men. Would you leave him or would you stay? Robin. Because he wants to propose.
That would be a difficult one.
Really?
Yeah. I think my thought process would be, it's like, now you have to worry about the men and the women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And you don't have the equipment, even though you could buy it.
Yes.
That a man has.
Yeah.
And that would be my issue. Like, yeah. I don't have the equipment that you obviously like.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Right.
So you're always going to be seeking that.
Yes.
And so then it doesn't make any sense for me to marry you because eventually you're going to go seek a man because that's what you really want.
Right. And then like, it's like, oh, I'm going to go play golf with Bob. Are you really playing golf with Bob?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. It was.
Because there's a whole lot of balls associated with golf.
Yeah. And sticks.
Balls and sticks. So golf is code for sex. So yeah, I couldn't do it. I would never be able to get that out of my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would constantly would be preoccupied with that.
Right.
Picture.
Yeah.
No. So that would be a no for me.
Yeah. And then the fact that like you were together 3 years and he's just telling you that 3 years later, like it's just, you know.
Yeah. Shouldn't he have said that? Like what? But when should he have said that?
Before you go on a date.
So, oh, no. No, Robin.
No?
No. Men can't. Not hell no.
Okay.
No. How about.
Before you're intimate? Before you're like making a strong connection.
When is that? Because it's not the first time you have sex. No, there's no strong connection there. You're just getting it on.
True. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think at some point when you're feeling, when that man feels like, I really like this woman and I want to make it serious.
6 months.
That's like up to the two people.
Okay. So I'm thinking 6 months. So if 6 months have gone by and you still haven't told me that you like to screw men.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The end. And that is our show. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye. Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.